Jayapur Dhamma Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai, Ganga Maya Jamuna Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Namah Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paskachade Shacharane Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Sam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Manchakalpati Vishaki Pasindavya Vatapati Tanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavya Namo Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. July 27, 2020, in Hillsborough, North Carolina. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 18. Lord Balarama slays the demon Palumba, text 27. Nirikshatadva Puralam Ambare Charat. Pradipta Jig Brigu Kuti Tatroga Dumstrakam. Dwalakchitam Katata Kritita. Sorry. Jalakikam Katita Kirita Kundala. Prisad Bhutam Haladar Ishtadatrasat. Niriksha, seeing, tat, a palambasura, vapuhu, the body, alam, quickly, ambare, in the sky, charat, moving, pradipta, blazing, drik, his eyes, brukuti, of the frown upon his eyebrows, tata, on the edge, ugra, terrible, dumstrakam, his teeth, dwalat, fiery, shikam, hair, katika, of his armlets, kirita, crown, kundala, and earrings, trisha, by the effulgence, adbhutam, astonishing, haladharaha, Lord Balaram, the carrier of the plow weapon. Ishat, a little. Atrasat, became frightened. So the main focus of the commentaries is on these last two words. Ishat, atrasat, that Balaram became a little frightened. Translation. When Lord Balarama, who carries the plow weapon, saw the gigantic body of the demon as he moves swiftly in the sky with his blazing eyes, fiery hair, terrible teeth reaching towards his scowling brows. How do your teeth reach towards your scowl? I guess that's your lower teeth.
Yeah.
Lower teeth, they're such big fangs that they're reaching towards your angry brows. Right, you have a frown on your eyebrows. Can you all try to make that face? And an amazing effulgence generated by his armlets, crown, and earrings, the Lord seemed to become a little frightened. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains Lord Baladev's so-called fear as follows. Balarama was playfully acting out the role of an ordinary cowherd boy. And to maintain the mood of this pastime, he appeared slightly disturbed by the horrible demoniac body. Most little boys, I think, if they saw this body, would be more than slightly disturbed. Also, because the demon had appeared as a cowherd boyfriend of Krishna, and because Krishna had accepted him as a friend, Baladeva was slightly apprehensive about killing him. Balarama could also have been worried that since this cowherd boy was actually a demon in disguise, at that very moment another such demon might have been attacking Lord Krishna himself. Thus, the omniscient and omnipotent Supreme Lord Balarama exhibited the pastime of becoming slightly nervous in the presence of the horrible demon Balamba. Nirikshita Vapuralam Ambare Charat Pradipta Dig Rukutu Tadroga Damstakam Dralakchitam Katata Kataka Kirita Kundala Drisad Bhutam Haladar Ishad Adrasat. When Lord Balaram, who carries the plow weapon, saw the gigantic body of the demon as he moved swiftly in the sky with his blazing eyes, fiery hair, terrible teeth reaching towards his scowling brows. That's really quite a picture. And an amazing effulgence generated by his armlets, crowned in earrings, the Lord seemed to become a little frightened. So fear is the primary component of material life. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, and here is Kunta. We are always in anxiety. Anxiety is the thread that runs through everything that we think, everything we feel, everything that we do all the time. Just like we can hear the roar of the highway from here, right? So it's fear is like that. It's a constant roar. We may forget it's there. You know, when you live here for a while, the brain knows, oh, it's okay. You know, that's sort of ignores it. So we become so accustomed to having this roar of fear underlying everything we do that we forget it's there and we don't even correctly identify it. What is it that we're always afraid of? Death. What is death? Why are we afraid of death?
Unknown.
It's an unknown. It's the ultimate unknown. I mean, none of us know what's going to happen in the next half an hour. But death is an ultimate unknown. But also, what do we lose at death?
Friends.
Our friends.
Everything we worked for.
Everything we worked for.
Our money.
Our money. Looks like we lose our life, looks like we stop living.
Separation from
our loved ones, so friends, family, do we put a lot of work into our relationships? Who here puts a lot of work into relationships? You wrote a whole book about putting work into relationships. How many, do you think most people put a lot of work into getting their money? Right? I was thinking about that. You know, if you earn like $30 an hour, when you donate $30 to the temple, you're donating an hour of your energy. Isn't it? Right? So, money. What about our education? Who here worked hard in school, at least sometimes? Some of you never worked hard in school, my goodness. But we put a lot of years into it. We had to sit in the classroom, right? Do all this education that we got. What about our possessions? We put a lot of time and energy into accumulating our possessions, right? I'm just setting up this little room, and how much angst it takes to get curtains is unbelievable. You know, it's just all these, and it's all gone. It's all taken away. So we have this constant anxiety that everything's going to be lost because everything will be lost. Our favorite possession, whether it's your computer or your shoes or your curtains or whatever it may be, that's going to be lost. Our favorite relationships, the people that we most like to see, that we've really cultivated our relationship with them, Everything we know. Everything we know. You know, you go to a little baby, what do they know? Nothing. So we have this constant fear that our identity, just this morning I was hearing Srila Prabhupada say, we cannot enter the spiritual world until we give up all of our designations. Sarvapati Vinirmi Kanta Partena Nirmala Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Ruchite. And our designations are who I am, like a friend of mine in Vrindavan. Her husband just left his body yesterday. He had kidney disease. He was waiting for a transplant. And he left his body because of COVID. The dialysis centers are all closed. So he couldn't get his regular dialysis, so he left his body. Right? So now she was putting her list on Facebook. I'm a mother, I'm a widow. She changed it from I'm a wife to I'm a widow. We have all these designations. You know, I'm a wife, I'm a husband, I'm a widow, I'm a mother, I'm a father. All of us have a designation of I'm a son, I'm a daughter, maybe I'm a sister, I'm a brother, I'm a pujari, I'm an artist, I'm a gardener, I'm a musician. Braj Vihari Prabhu said he's seen many devotees leave their body in Vrindavan. And one of the hardest things is letting go of that kind of designation. You know, I'm an artist, and then your body can't paint anymore. You know, I'm a cook, I'm a scholar, I'm a manager. All those role designations and our designations emotionally. Oh, I'm a very joyful person. I'm kind of a sad person. Or our designations of our traits. I'm a very thoughtful person. I'm a very carefree person. And then our comparative designations. I'm overweight, I'm skinny, I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm smart, I'm stupid. All of these designations are gone at the time of death and often through our life. You have a wife designation, your husband dies, I'm not a wife anymore. Your only kid dies, am I a mother? Can I get that designation? The stock market crashes, am I rich? And so we're in constant fear that everything we think is ourselves is going to be destroyed, because it will be destroyed. We just don't know when and we don't know how. I mean, if that's right in front of us, right? If it's right in front of us, if someone says, I'm going to throw you out of your house and take away all your possessions and kill all of your family and friends, sometime in the next 2 months, but I'm not going to tell you when and I'm not going to tell you how. How would you be living? Ah! And that's actually how we're all living. Does that make sense to everybody? But it's an undercurrent. And so spirituality involves freedom from fear. It involves peace. Krishna speaks a lot about peace in the Bhagavad Gita, and practically any religious or spiritual organization that has any bona fideness to it at all will speak about peace. Attaining peace, attaining freedom from fear. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochitina Kansuti Sama Sarveshu Bhute Shumad Bhakti Mabhate Brahma. When one realizes that I'm not any of these designations, I never was. Like Chitraketu's son comes back, in what birth were you my mother and father? I never was anybody's son or daughter. I never was a wife or a husband or a mother or father or a cook or a teacher or a painter or any of these things. I never was even the traits that I've established in this life. Never was any of those things. I'm just a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the leader of the gopis. That's all I ever was. Jivara Sorapaya Krishna Nityadasa. And that designation cannot be burnt by fire, withered by the wind, moistened by water, damaged by any weapon. It's eternally always there. Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. Na hanyate hanyamaneshu. And then one attains peace. All right? So... Why does God get scared? Why does he get scared? Now, this personalistic philosophy is very difficult for people to understand. Right? Manushyanam sahasrasu kashchid yadati sinai yatatam api sinanam kashchid mam veti tatvataha. Even those who attain some perfection, they're like, God is scared? What's he scared of? He's scared of his relationships. Strange, huh? I was just reading in, just for the first time, read Rupa Goswami's Uddhava Sandesh. And Krishna's, did I get it right? And Krishna's there talking about how there in Mathura, he's just aching constantly for the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis. And his message that he asked Uddhava to give the gopis is, you love me too much. You have so much love for me that I have so much love for you, but I can't be with you, and so I'm just full of this angst that I can't be with the people I love who love me so much. And I thought, why would God want to do that to himself? Forever. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be separated from people who intensely love me and I intensely love. Why would God, who's a supreme enjoyer, put himself in a position where he's feeling these intense emotions? Now here it says Balaram's just a little bit afraid. But you know, when you're safe, fear is funny. In fact, we could say the very definition of play is something where you're safe and scared too. If we think about any kind of game, any kind of fun, any kind of play, it involves a little bit of scariness, doesn't it? Even if you're just playing a board game, I might lose. My opponent might capture my queen. Isn't it? Right? Or amusement parks, there's always some scare. You know, you're safe, you're put in this thing with the bars and it's all certified by the government. But it's scary. Can you think of anything that's really playful and fun that doesn't have this mixture? I'm safe and it's scary. Right, we were talking about, and it was yesterday, how that for entertainment, people will watch very violent things that they'd never want to watch in real life. Right, weren't we talking about this? That, you know, the news will not show actual extreme violent things. But the same station will put out a TV show or a movie with just as much pretend violence. You ever thought about that? Because when you're seeing the real violence, you don't feel safe. When you're seeing the pretend violence, you know it's not real blood. It's not a real decapitation. It's not a real torture. You know, you're just sitting in your living room, or you're sitting in the movie theater. There's not really somebody there, you know, pumping bullet holes into your walls. And so there's this cup and it's scary. But you're safe. And that's fun. So when we, that's why these activities of personal lila can only be understood by someone who's Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam. As long as we're still identifying with this world and we have all this fearfulness about this world, we can't really understand Krishna's pastimes. We can understand them to some extent by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but to really understand them, we have to ourselves be free from this material fear. Only then can we relish these different rasas which have no actual fear connected with them. So what is Lord Balaram a little bit afraid of? Well, he's a little bit afraid that Krishna might be hurt. He's like, wow, if this one cowherd boy was a demon and I didn't notice, maybe some of the other cowherd boys are also demons and I didn't notice. And now I've been carried away from Krishna by a demon, and another demon is getting him. I'm sure you all remember that when Ravana wanted to kidnap Sita, he asked Maricha to take the form of a deer, an especially beautiful deer. And when Sita saw this deer, she said, I want it. I mean, everyone has some attraction to beautiful and unusual things. But we could say, generally, I don't want to stereotype, but generally women are particularly attracted to beautiful things, unusual things. And so Ram says, okay, so he's lured away by a demon. And then the demon lures away Lakshmana, who is the same person as Balaram, because as he's dying, help, Lakshman, Sita, help! Why aren't you going? It's not my brother. No, he can't be hurt by a demon. It was his voice, it was his voice. No, he can't be hurt by any demon. It's not possible. Lakshman ended up being so much aggressively dealt with by Sita in her anxiety that Ram could be hurt that he left. And then there was another demon who kidnapped Sita. And Balaram knows this. While I'm out chasing one demon, there's another demon that may come. Then what? I won't be there. Now I've been carried far away. I can't protect my little brother. Then he also has some concern. He said, you know, Krishna accepted this disguised demon as a friend. Now we already read the Acharya's commentaries saying that the reason Krishna did that was so Balaram wouldn't know it was a demon. And so Balaram would play the game with him, and also so this demon would be on Krishna's side as Krishna's friend, and that way Balaram would get to become famous. Remember we talked about Balaram being famous? We talked about Krishna being called Dasarata. So Balaram's thinking, well, maybe Krishna likes him, even though he's a demon. And if Krishna likes him, even though he's a demon, I don't want to kill somebody that Krishna likes. You know, Krishna had this problem at the marriage of his grandson. So at the marriage of Krishna's grandson to Rukmi's granddaughter, which would be what, his wife's grandniece, I guess. So Rukmi cheated Balaram in chess and was criticizing Balaram to the point that Balaram killed Rukmi at this wedding. Where Srila Prabhupada said, these kind of things were not unusual in Kshatriya society. By the way, this is a completely side tangent. This particular note is why we should be very, very careful about bringing into ISKCON in 2020 details of Varnashrama. Principles of Varnashrama are wonderful. Kshatriya should be courageous in battle and you know, charitable. That's fine. But be careful about bringing in the details. Murder of your relatives at weddings is okay. You know, even if it's in the Shastra as a detail of Varnashrama, it's not that you can copy-paste something from 5,000 years ago into modern society. The principles are one thing. That's fine. But the details, think 1,000 and million times before thinking you can copy-paste a detail. Okay, little side, that was a political announcement. So, very much relating to what I'm working on right now for the GBC. So anyway, Rukmi killed, Balaram killed Rukmi, which Prabhupada said this sort of thing happened. Can you imagine at your wedding? Your grand uncle kills you, you know, your grandfather. But Krishna didn't say anything. He didn't say anything because he thought, well, Rukmini likes her brother. And because Rukmini, she's my wife, and because my wife likes her brother, if I say, good job, Balaram, my wife's going to be angry with me. And Balaram killed the guy. So if I say, why'd you kill him? That was my brother-in-law. Then my brother will be angry with me. So Krishna's just quiet. A similar thing happens when Duryodhan is fighting with Bhima at the end of the Battle of Kurukshetra, where Balaram is going on pilgrimage, and he comes, and he's like, stop it. Duryodhan is more skilled, Bhima is stronger, it's an equal match, no one's going to win. The war is basically already over. Just stop. And Krishna and the Pandavas are all silent. The other four Pandavas and Krishna are silent. They don't want to appear to take anybody's side, because they don't want to accept Balaram. You know, and sometimes there is some problem, like when Arjuna disguised himself as a sannyasi. Please don't try this at home. Because he was so infatuated with Subhadra, said he was thinking about her 24 hours a day, which in and of itself is interesting. And she was also in love with him, so he kidnapped her, which she was very happy with that. In fact, she was driving a chariot. But Balarama had been arranging her marriage to Duryodhana. And Balarama was so angry with Arjuna, he practically was ready to kill him. You know, and then Krishna had to intervene. Hey, don't kill my friend. So here we find Balarama has this same, he's a little bit worried. I don't want to kill a demon who's Krishna's friend. Right? After all, Duryodhan was also a kind of demon who was Balaram's friend. Right? I don't want to cause Krishna any unhappiness. And then Sanatana Goswami says that Balaram was also considering, well, Krishna killed Putana, who was a woman. He killed Vatsasura, that was a cow. So it's probably okay that I kill this cow, her boy. Even though, This demon who appears as a cowherd. So in our own life, it is absolutely essential that we get rid of these designations that only cause us fear. We have no stress-free reason to hold on to identifying ourselves according to our roles, our emotions, our traits, comparative things, our possessions. Absolutely no reason to hold on to these. We are afraid if I let go of my designations, I'll become irresponsible. And that's true for people in the material world in general. Therefore, Krishna says, don't disturb the minds of ignorant people. I had this realization many, many years ago. I was arguing with a devotee, wasting from my human form of life, who was saying that Varnashram is equivalent to bhakti. So I was trying to convince this devotee that such was not the case. And I got very close to convincing him. I was probably within, like a quarter of an inch of convincing him that Varnashram and Bhakti are not equivalent. And all of a sudden I understood, Rula, if you go that last quarter of an inch, this person's going to jettison Varnashram and they're going to fall down to sinful life. Leave them alone. So for ordinary people, they have to feel, I'm a good son. Otherwise, they just don't take care of their parents. And therefore, these varnashram designations and the corresponding duties are essential for people who aren't interested in transcendence. But as Bhaktivinoda explains very wonderfully in Bhakti Loka, that as we progress, the rules change. As we develop Krishna consciousness, we have to say, I'm not a Brahmin, not a Kshatriya, not a Vaishya, not a Sudra, not a Brahmachari, not a Grahastha, not a Vanaprastha, not a Sannyasi, not any of these things. I'm just a soul, a servant of Krishna. Because until and unless we get rid of these designations, we have this undercurrent of fear that every once in a while goes shh, and overwhelms us. And it frankly is at the root of all of our difficulties. Now, does that mean that we stop being a good son or a good mother or good? No, but we do it as a service. Like Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Bhatta, I think, go serve your parents. Right? It's a service. I take care of this jiva not because I am their daughter, but because that will please Krishna to take care of these people. That's completely different. I take care of the curtains and the phone and the car because it's Krishna's property. I take care of my relationships with others because these are all servants of Krishna. These are all part and parcels of Krishna. And then we can start having real fun. Everybody like to have fun? Anandamaya Vyasat, we're all pleasure-loving people. You know, life is not this Christian idea of this work ethic. Just work hard. In heaven you will enjoy, and now just suffer. We're meant to be part of Krishna's pastimes now, but we can't really enter into Krishna's pastimes and enjoy this fun fear unless we also feel safe. And we can only feel safe when we give up all of these artificial designations and only identify ourselves as Krishna's servant. Then we can really relish this pastime and even relish how God likes to feel some little bit of nervous, safe fear. Questions, comments, chastisements? Yes, Maharaj.
You said that when we give up these designations that we can overcome the anxiety, but why do we see Prabhupada in so much anxiety, you know, almost constantly? Anxiety about the movement, anxiety about Mahal Krishna Maharaj's safety, when he sent Mahal Krishna Maharaj to Mayapur to purchase the property, Prabhupada was up, pace and Prabhupada even said, when Mahal Krishna Maharaj said, I'm in anxiety, you know, I can't do my job, and Prabhupada said, me too.
Oh, so Maharaj is asking the question, so why did Prabhupada feel so much anxiety about the movement and that the Prabhupada was saying that he was, you know, worried about Tamal Krishnamurti getting the property so he couldn't even concentrate on his japa. But that's the kind of fear, I mean, not the word God, but that's the kind of fear that Balaram is feeling. It's fear out of love. That with this undercurrent of peace and safety, that I know everything that Krishna does is good. And Krishna is always going to win. And it's still scary. And that's fun fear.
I don't think I want that part.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I had an interesting experience quite a long time ago where I woke up one morning and I only knew that I was there and that I didn't know who I was or where I was. I had no idea of anything. And it lasted for maybe a minute and a half. And it was a very interesting experience because then you realize that you are not any of these things.
Ah, so Radhani's saying that one time she woke up and for a minute she didn't know who she was. That happened to me on a bus once in Croatia.
Happened to
you? Yeah, happened to me. I was on a bus in Croatia and all of a sudden I didn't know what country I was in. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who I, and nothing. That was also very brief. That, yeah, you just see I'm not any of these things. Yes, Krishna Priya.
Well, recently I've been reflecting on how, you know, sometimes there'll be different events that happen in our life or around us that actually force us to be introspective and to honestly look at where our weaknesses are, where our fears are, and then to, like for myself, when I see certain fears that are there, then, you know, to be able to be grateful that now I have the time to be able to go deeper into practicing Krishna consciousness. You know, not that I ignore that I have them, but, you know, what is the method? Like, so to hear more about Krishna consciousness, to try to have more association, but to really be honest, like, oh yes, I'm actually afraid.
Thank you. So Krishna Priya was just commenting that when we feel these fears, to be honest about them and recognize them, these material fears, and use them as an impetus to go deeply into Krishna's pastimes and into our spiritual practices. Yes? Am I summarizing that? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Radha Gokananda ki.